Dictation for Douglas, Reynolds, R-E, N-N-E, L-L-S, June 1657. Addresses a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956, Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, 463-9381. Dear colleagues, consultation, Mr. Reynolds Douglas, 68-year-old gentleman, with abnormal kidney function, detected back in February, baseline creatinine 0.9 to 1.1, presently rising 2.5 for a GFR of 27. He does have a diagnosis of large granular lymphocytic leukemia, follows with Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, present weight, appetite stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia. There is loose stools, probably short bowel syndrome, prior Crohn's disease, no bleeding, minor frequency, but no gross nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, has not noticed any discolor of the urine or foaminess, no prior history of kidney stones, does have neuropathy, both feet, also some night cramps, no major claudication during the day, no ulcers, no discolor of the toes, not very physically active, no chest pain palpitations. There is some degree of activity some degree of dyspnea on activity, but no major cough, sputum production, denies the use of oxygen, occasionally inhalers, unable to tolerate CPAP machine, denies orthopnea P&D, denies bruises of the skin, bleeding, nose, gums, headaches. Next paragraph, the past medical history for large granular lymphocytic leukemia diagnosed about 7 years ago. History of Crohn's disease back in 1979, was on prednisone. At that time was following primary care Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, was stable until around 2010. Develop abdominal complications, extensive bowel surgery, resection. Here in ALMA, Dr. Smith, 2012. Since then, chronic diarrhea, probably short bowel syndrome. Did not tolerate biological treatment with Humira, HUMIRA, 2017. Develop complications, heart, lungs, kidney, was not on dialysis, cardiomyopathy that eventually resolved, has a pacemaker defibrillator, was on oxygen discontinued, severe hyperglycemia resolved. Other diagnosis for hypertension, no chronic diabetes, no coronary artery disease, TIS stroke, denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, liver abnormalities, is not aware of prostate cancer, probably BPH, no PAD, there is some retina problems, follows with Dr. Agarwal, A-G-G-A-R-W-A-L, no procedure has been done, prior foreign body stuck in the esophagus, removed, follows with Dr. Darko, D-A-R-K-O, Next paragraph. Surgeries, bilateral cataracts, pacemaker defibrillator, bowel resection. next paragraph, present medications, allopurinol, Norvasc, bisoprolol, Bumex, Nurantin, Lisinopril, B12, Lomodol, Prilosec, Proventil. Side effects to Humira. Next paragraph. Discontinued smoking 2012. Used to smoke one pack per week for about 25 years. Used to drink alcohol on weekends. Discontinued 2012. Next paragraph. Father was on dialysis related to obstructive uropathy, kidney stones, nephrectomy. Eventually received a transplant. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 180, 65 inches tall, blood pressure 128, 64 on the right, 126 over 60 on the left, standing 130-62, pleasant, alert, oriented stand 4, no respiratory distress, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, no gross carotid bruise or JBD, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, has a device on the left upper chest, no pericardial wrap, no gross abdominal distension, ascites or tenderness, minimal edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from yesterday. Creatinine 2.5, GFR 27, normal sodium potassium, low bicarbonate and high chloride, normal calcium glucose, elevated white blood cell count, predominance of neutrophils, lymphocytes, monocytes, anemia 11.4, normal platelet count, LDH not elevated, normal iron studies, normal B12. There was blood in the urine for the first time, 2+, but no protein. At that time, no bacteria and 3 to 5 white blood cells. Last PSA 1.26. Normal thyroid studies, high triglyceride, low HDL, cholesterol and LDL not elevated. Prior uric acid at 6.6, this is a few years back. Prior imaging kidneys is from a CT scan abdomen with contrast. That was 2021. At that time, liver, spleen, kidneys was considered normal. There was a right-sided adrenal gland nodule, 1 centimeter. Some calcification of abdominal aorta. At that time, no urinary retention. We requested a kidney ultrasound, which is being done today. Right-sided 12.7. There is hydronephrosis, which is moderate to severe. On the left-sided 11.9. No obstruction, no evidence of urinary retention, no ascites. There is incidental left-sided renal stone, again, no obstruction. Last echo available is 2022. At that time, ejection fraction normal, mitral valve regurgitation, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, minor other abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Persistent changes of kidney function, at least since February. New findings of right-sided hydronephrosis. There is microscopic hematuria. Incidental left-sided kidney stone. He's going to need an urgent urological evaluation. He does have the large granular lymphocytic leukemia. Presently, that can be associated sometimes to renal infiltration, as well as sometimes immunological abnormalities, including potential glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, and others. Record shows pulmonary sarcoidosis. That patient was not aware. I don't see problems with calcium. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Prior low ejection fraction that has improved. Prior sepsis associated to Humira. Prior alcohol abuse without evidence of liver disease. He's presently under observation, Dr. Akat. With no specific treatment, there might be a component of pre-renal changes from short bowel syndrome, prior bowel resection because of Crohn's disease. We will follow closely, refer to urology as soon as possible, end of dictation.